Where are we headed next? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. It's a method used by the construction industry for years to train employees to operate trucks and heavy machinery. Now, agribusiness is beginning to incorporate its own form of virtual simulation systems for training in combine and farm equipment operation.
We're trying to pull in every sense we can. So you have a motion seat, it's going to rock you back and forth. You're going to feel the engine, RPMs rev up, rev down, all the bumps, all the everything in there. You have to have your seatbelt on, it's going to jerk you back and forth. We have sudden stops that we want in there.
Eric Wilcox of Growmark says these systems also come with surround screens and virtual goggles, all designed to give those being trained a sense of not only how to drive and control their equipment, but more importantly, what to watch out for to avoid an accident in the field or the roadway.
We have cars in here that don't pay attention. They'll run right into you. We have indicators, our hazards, everything's on. And we just talk through that with everybody. Hey, no one's paying attention to you. They're expecting you to get out of their way. And we walk through that. So we can run over and hit cars in here and no damage, no injury, nothing. We hit escape, we start all over, and we just talk right through it. We're trying to pull in every sense we can. So no matter what you get in, that training for the environment comes back.
With future virtual training systems potentially incorporating technological advances such as autonomous farm equipment, I hope you found this program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.